Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. As we continue to explore brain matters, it's important that we hear from people who are dealing with brain diseases, firsthand people who are dealing with them. Joanna Heatwall has a dear, dear husband who has frontal lobe dementia. She was on, a few months ago, and she shared how she and her family came to understand her husband's diagnosis and how they're doing their best to progress through this very difficult journey. Welcome back, Joanna.
Thank you. Another great morning with you.
So this morning, I wanted to talk about how Owen's dementia has changed your life and your family's life. You talked about having to explain this disease to your grandson, and I know that was hard. Let's just talk about what it's doing and has done in your family. Because Owen has two children, correct?
Yes.
And he have your grandson. There's a lot of complexity here.
Oh, yes. Well, his daughter lives in Chicago, so she's not actually able to see Owen in person. She's been down a couple of times. His son, Greg, lives like a mile from the nursing home, so he's been awesome. And he is so devoted to his dad. He goes to see him almost every day. He helps me because, I've got Keaton. He's in his senior year. He's in band. And now I may have to have a knee replacement. So, you know, I've got support with his children, which has been awesome. But it's been difficult for them to see even some of the slightest in when they decline. We're all in denial for at some point, you know. And even as you go through this journey, you still think he's going to get better. You hope he gets better, but, you know, he hasn't.
It's okay. We're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So he hasn't gotten better. I'm sorry.
No, he's actually lost weight. He thinks he's in control. I mean, people who have dementia always think they're in control. Mm-hmm. You know, we've lived a life of raising children, a work career. What's changed? We're still okay. We're okay in the brain, but they can't see it. Mm-hmm. Only people around them can see it.
You know, you mentioned that you've lived a life, and I know that you have lived a full and joyous life with him. But what was the future you envisioned?
Wow. Well, you know, we had Keaton from when he was little, and I think Owen has been instrumental, you know, for him being such a great kid, because he's been out of the house now for 2 years.
Who's that, Owen?
Owen has been out of the house and in the nursing home almost 2 years.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But when we met and we were both had come from a divorce and we just thought we were going to travel and, you know, raise Keaton, which was like a joy, you know, and we, you know, put a pool in, we were going to swim and, you know, he loved to work in the yard and we were going to do things together. And, you know, and follow God's plan and do whatever he wanted us to do. But, you know, there was definitely a little detour in the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big detour because he's in a nursing home now and he's not getting better. Yeah.
No, he's not.
This is a crazy heavy load that you're carrying, but you have kept your sense of humor. So how are you finding laughter and joy in this chapter of your life? Because many of us would be devastated. We would be walking wounded. So what is your secret?
My secret, I don't know. I've always had a wonderful mentor, my sister. I think she has prayed for me every day of my entire life. And I've always told her, when we get to heaven, she's gonna be sitting beside Jesus. I know it. My faith. I have awesome friends from church, and I started a part-time job at the YMCA. So,
Really?
yeah. So I get to talk to all the little old people and all the crazy young people.
I didn't
But
realize that you were working. Okay.
yeah, I work a part-time working like twice, 2 times a week, and I actually love it. Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I can talk to a signpost, but I mean, all these old people come in and they don't have anybody to talk to. They've been, they're trying to do the same thing I'm doing, by coming in and going to water aerobics and things like that. So yeah, I do. I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you've
Yeah.
been very intentional about maintaining your family connections, your
Yes.
connections at your church, and now
Yes.
you've got this part-time job that keeps you
Yes.
alive in the larger world.
And my brain functioning, because the first year that I retired, I thought I was mush brain. Yeah, because, and you have to. I mean, people say, well, when you retire, you die. I'm not sure if that's not true.
Really?
Because, yes, because that first year, of course, I was helping Owen and doing, trying to care for him. But yeah, you have to do something. You cannot retire because you will get sedentary and your brain just stops. And I realized that. And I was like, I didn't want to be that person
Okay.
because I'm social. I love to talk to people. And
No,
so,
not you, Joanna.
no, yeah, really. And that, that's why I had to come out of dentistry because I talked too much and they were just sitting there with their mouth open. And so I had to, I just had to. I was like, this is not for me. I need a job where I can talk. So, yeah.
I love it. So, are you finding support in other places?
Well, I have also joined a support group online. It's the Frontal Lobe Dementia Support Group. But it's very hard to read a lot of that because it's very depressing.
Okay.
There's over 1 million people in this
Oh.
support group, 1 million people.
Oh my
So
Lord.
you would never think that there are that many people out there, and the frontal lobe dementia is a lot. They're earlier. Their age is like 50s and
Oh.
60s, and they're going through the same thing that I went through. And they don't know where to begin, or they don't have a power of attorney, or they don't have anything, or the person is combative, and they it's just it's very sad. And they want to hear stories. They want to hear everybody's story. Well, everybody's putting their story on there, but I mean, there really has to be, and I try to tell them the things that I'm doing, but I mean, really, I think we just need a support group of frontal lobe dementia for the positive, because people are struggling and a lot more than I thought they were. Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. That is really
Yeah.
heartbreaking. You had to put Owen in a nursing home.
Yes.
And we all have different perspectives on nursing homes,
Yes,
what
we
it
do.
means, what does it mean when you put a person in it? We all have different thoughts on that. Some people think it's great because it, helps them to live a full life wherever they are. Some people think, oh my God, I'm abandoning my husband, my wife, my whatever.
Yeah.
Some people think that, the staff are cold and heartless and, they're going to get bed sores and bad things are going to happen. And all of those things are possible, Joanne. You know that, and I know that.
Sure, of
Yeah.
course. I do know
Yes.
that.
So, how have you, well, first of all, how did you pick the facility? And then, how have you navigated his care with the staff?
Well, being in the business, I knew what facility that I wanted him to go to. Now, it's not the newest, it's not the prettiest, but it has great care.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, and you can actually go online and look for nursing homes that have, it's called the Nursing Home, Skilled Nursing Home Guide with, I think, Medicare.gov, where you can actually look to see their scores. But I knew this one personally because I had been there. I had talked to the I had interactions with the staff, the marketing team, so I knew that's where I wanted him to go. Also, his son lives a mile from him, so I knew, and Greg does not drive. So I knew Owen loved his son immensely. I mean, he counts on Greg for everything now because I think he thinks Greg's his advocate. Greg is his advocate. So he lives very close and he can go and see him. And he told me one day that it was a joy to be able to give back to his dad for all the things that he had done for him.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is
Yeah, so
wonderful.
I had a little experience there, and people call me all the time, you know, who know me in the area from my being here in the nursing home business. But you know, anything that can happen in the nursing home can happen in your home. I mean, you can. They can fall. They can get bed sores. They can, you know, you can get angry with them. Those are all normal reactions. But it can happen there. But what I've also done is I make friends. You know, I've always told Keaton, listen, you kill people with kindness. Even if you're mad or upset, I said, you never. I said, you just kill them with kindness and you will get so much further ahead. And he's seen that. He does. He has seen that. He said, Nan, I don't know how anybody couldn't like you. But I was like, well, there are. There are people that don't like me, and that's okay. But you know, yeah, I have to, I do, I just love that kid. But it's funny because I talk to the staff. I call them frequently because it's been hard for me to go visit him because of my work and Keaton, and I tore my meniscus and I was down for a while, so it was really hard. And they knew that. I wanted them to know I'm not just abandoning him. You know, and they understand that. And when I get there, when I do go see him, I always go to the nurse's station first and just catch up with him. You know, how you doing? What's happening? And then they always tell me all the funny stories about Owen. So, and you know, we laugh about it, but we should laugh about it because, you know, I can't be sad and crying all the time.
You can't.
It's not good for my health or my mental status or anything because I know that he is in a good place. And he, you know, all he was doing is eating bacon and Brussels sprouts here. At least he's getting a balanced diet at the nursing home.
I love it. I love it. And Owen is still able to call you. He still has his cell phone.
Oh,
So,
yes, he does.
yeah. And
Yeah, he does.
he's able to call 911 when he wants to get out, correct?
Oh, yes. And now, yes. And that now they call him. Thank you, Papa Owen. And I mean, the dispatchers, I think, over at 911, you know, they know him very well. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
they're compassionate. They're very
They are.
compassionate.
They are. And, you know, he's trying to exit seek. And, you know, he's easily directed, redirected. But of course, with the frontal lobe, you never know when that trigger, there's going to be a trigger, and he can get very, you know, aggressive. But it does go away fast, but you know, I'm the target. Somebody has to be the target. And I'm the, yeah, just like all those people I told in the nursing home, you are going to be the target. The bullseye is going to be right on your forehead. So just know that.
Thinking about that, what's the advice that you would give to other caregivers who get to the point where they have to put someone in a facility? What advice do you give them?
I just say, do it. You know, because they're number one, something catastrophic is going to happen. And it always does. Even when I worked in the nursing home, you know, and I talked to families, they would say, yeah, we just weren't prepared. And you know, something's going to happen. And it's going to impact the whole family. And of course it did with Owen. But I just try and give them comfort to say, you know, you have to take care of you because you're going to die first. Taking care of them. You're gonna, you, and that's the statistics, you know, because caregivers just, they wear themselves out just trying to make sure that they're okay. And then, of course, yes, you're gonna have guilt. But then you're gonna see how you can live your life, I mean, it doesn't mean that we should not live our life and whatever it is, doing more outings or going to church or anything. And that's what I told the lady at church that I've been, helping her with, is the fact that, to tell her, put things in place. If you don't have a power of attorney, get it. You have to put all these things in place because you never know what's going to happen. So just things like from my nursing home days, it really did help me a lot. But then, of course, with me experiencing it, I think it gave me a whole lot more of compassion and empathy and living experiences. The real deal,
The
it's like,
real
this is the
deal.
real deal. This is not fake.
This is not a dream that you're going to wake up from.
We sure hoped we would for a while, and I know Owen does too. He even called me the other day, and in one of his very sweet moments, he said, "I just want to say how sorry I am that I got dementia."
Oh, Joanna.
I know. And then, of course, the next day, the next hour, he's calling me saying, "Why are you having an affair with the pastor?" So
Bless
you
his
see how
heart.
the brain,
Bless
it's
his heart.
crazy to think how the brain works.
So, as we're getting ready to wrap up, I want to just ask you to talk about what you've learned and are learning about yourself on this journey.
Well, Owen's always in the right here. He's always me thinking about him and what he's doing and making sure he's thinking about how he's doing. But then I have, then I start thinking about, what else do I want to do? I have Keaton and he'll graduate this year. Then I really will be alone. So you do get lonely, and I think I just have to rely on what God's plan is for me. And I really feel like I'm trying to listen to say, okay, what's next? What do you want me to do? How can I impact somebody's life? So I think we're always trying to find some kind of place of service. And that's what I'm trying to do. But it does get lonely. But that's a it's okay because that's the way it's just the way it is. And just I'm just gonna fill my time with hoping I can get Keaton in college and my little part-time job and find they need to find something that does give them joy.
And it sounds like you're being very intentional about these things. You're not just kind of waiting for things to show up. You're really seeking.
No, because they won't just show up. I mean, they're not just going to show up. You have to make the effort. I learned that from you, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you
Yes,
very much.
I think you just can't wait, because life is short.
It goes by so quickly.
It's
It
getting
goes by.
shorter every day. And you just have to live and be happy and know God's plan's bigger. It is.
And being accepting of that. Accepting,
Yes, and that's a reminder that you have to tell yourself. You have to remind yourself of that, or you can get in a very low spot. So you have to intentionally. I mean, I put little signs up. I do. I put little signs up that say, one is here. It says you're one of a kind. You're a masterpiece. You're a prized possession. When you wake up every morning, look at yourself and smile and say, "God, good morning, beautiful, blessed, prosperous." It's Philippians 4:8. But I have little cards and little sayings that I have up, and because you have to be reminded, because you can't count on yourself to remind you. You have to have other things.
Right, because you do get caught up. I'm sure you get caught up in the situation.
It's I mean, because it's daily. I mean, it's like it's 20. That's 24 hours a day.
But you are handling it with such grace. I mean, such grace.
You're so kind.
I
When I'm having
Joe,
a bad day, I'm going to call you and go, "Joanne,
you certainly
please help."
can. You certainly can.
I
After
knew I
all
could.
these years of knowing you, you can call. You
I
can
knew
call. And I am going to continue to lift you and Owen in my
Thank you.
prayers
Thank you
because
so
this is
much.
a tough road. I appreciate your candor and your willingness to be so vulnerable and to shed light on this frontal lobe dementia from the perspective of a spouse who is still in love with her husband. So thank you, Joanna. I really appreciate your time here.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.